Ready for a new and exciting career challenge? At DHL Supply Chain, you're part of a team committed to creating innovative solutions for some of the biggest brands in the world. We're recognized as a best place to work, where people are valued, supported, and respected. DHL Supply Chain is hiring for a wide range of salaried operational and functional roles. Previous experience in logistics is welcome, but not required. All opportunities, no boundaries. DHL Supply Chain. Apply today at joindhl.com.
Summer is always full of fun, and this summer, FanDuel has something for every baseball fan every day to make it even funner. Is that a word? It is now. All customers get a boost or a bonus every day, all summer long, only on FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Ohio. Opt-in required. Wager requirements apply. Bonuses awarded as non-withdrawable bonus bets or profit boost tokens. Restrictions apply, including bonus expiration. See terms and conditions at FanDuel.com/sportsbook. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
What does a therapist do when her family is the one who needs a little help? Seek therapy, of course. Don't miss the new season of the Hulu comedy Unprisoned, starring Kerry Washington and Delroy Lindo. With a father out of prison, a son with growing anxiety, and a therapy practice in serious trouble, Kerry Washington's page needs to pull her family back together by any means necessary. Get ready for a new season of raw comedy and heartfelt connection on Unprisoned. All episodes are now streaming only on Hulu.
Welcome to another round of Drawing Board or Miro Board. Today we discuss technical diagramming with systems architect Maya. Let's go. First question. You've spent 10 hours slogging over a sequence diagram that should have taken 5. Drawing Board or Miro Board?
Drawing Board. And if I'm being honest, Miro would probably cut that time down by half. You know, with its AI tools and ready-to-go templates.
Next, your diagrams become so bulky, it's more complex than the solar system. But all it takes is a few clicks and...
It's Miro. I've used those technical shape packs way too many times.
Now, the final question. Everyone's brought in, but you have to make all these tasks all the way over in Jira. But wait, it's done. Is it...
Miro, easy with its two-way Jira sync. Easy to plot dependencies. Everyone always knows what's up.
And she's done it.
For a limited time, visit Miro.com/diagram now and get a free business plan trial to unlock even more features like advanced shapes, dependency mapping, and two-way Jira syncing. Get started today at Miro.com/diagram. Now.
This is a big year. The Ohio Lottery's golden anniversary. 50 years of excitement, of growing jackpots and crossed fingers. 50 years of funding for schools, of changed lives and brightened days. 50 years of fun. And that is worth celebrating. So watch for can't-miss promotions, huge events, and new games that will make the Ohio Lottery's 50th year its biggest one yet. Learn more at funturns50.com.
Here we go. Let's get these questions from the DMs.
Yep.
All right, well, that's what I heard. So what do you want to tell you?
Hello and welcome to That's What I Heard. My name is Lil Frex. How are we feeling? We're in the new studio today. Hope everyone had a nice 4th of July, long weekend. I'm sure you're all dehydrated. It's hot as hell outside. Okay, that's it for us. Have a good one. We'll see you next week.
Just that's all you
one,
wanted to do?
In one run-on sentence, I gave all the bullet points of what's going on.
It is brutal out there.
Brutal. I don't know if you've been seeing, but it's there's just been a plethora of articles all come out over the last 2 weeks or so. With some variation of the headline, summertime sadness could be a type of seasonal affective disorder.
I hadn't seen these.
Okay,
but.
Well, that particular headline is from Scientific American.
Trust the science.
Yeah,
but it's I don't know how the media cycle works with those type of internet articles, but it seems like everyone just agreed silently. We're all going to put out some variation of diagnosing Lana Del Rey songs as clinical conditions.
You've been seeing these like all over, not just Scientific America.
So, Summertime Sadness, one of Lana Del Rey's greatest songs.
Mm-hmm.
Now all of her songs are being diagnosed. Summertime Sadness could be a type of seasonal affective disorder. Heat and mood, I'm reading from the article, if you could not tell. Heat and mood are closely linked, which may explain why summertime depression and how to treat it. How dumb. Like, was this written by a child? Wintertime, with its long, dark nights, is the season most associated with low mood and depression, but sun-filled summer days can also bring on the doldrums, particularly for the subset of people who experience a summertime version of seasonal affective disorder, SAD, a type of depression with a periodic pattern. Those suffering from summer SAD, I can't even take this seriously. Those suffering from summer SAD may feel out of sync with the rest of the world because they experience depression just as summer breaks and pool party invites pick up. Blah, 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 goes on and on. Increased suicide rates on hotter days. I'll tell you, I thought about it a few times today.
Sure, me too.
Walk into the new studio. It's like Global Guts, like the aggro crag out there. You have to walk through industrial Williamsburg. I'm walking through a fucking tire factory.
It's like almost
95 degree heat.
It's cool Bushwick. What do you want from me?
Yeah.
We had to move.
Got to get away from the TikTokers. More violence on hot days.
Yes.
Now, this is actually quoted in an article in Scientific American, which you think is like reputable. This is like their, they said an analysis of 600 million posts on Twitter between 2014 and 2015 found a decline in well-being corresponding to hotter outdoor temperatures. They're analyzing Twitter posts. Treatments for summer depression are understudied. But there is some evidence, are you ready, Mike?
Yeah.
That lowering your body temperature via air conditioning, cold showers, and going in the pool can help.
All right, that is it. You had me until there.
Trust the scientists.
right.
Scientific American.
Oh, my God. What were the tweets that they were analyzing? Was it just like, fuck, it's hot?
I don't know, man. So funny, though.
I will tell you, I do think I have this.
I had it, too. I was sick for 5 days. Yeah. I was sick through 4th of July. And I got really depressed. But mm-hmm. Who doesn't when they're sick for 4th of July?
Yeah, that for sure would.
I didn't even get to have 1.5 hot dogs.
You didn't have any?
It's extremely unpatriotic.
Oh, my God. You got to get at least one glizzy down.
I didn't even leave the house. I didn't even suck down a glizzy. I didn't even suck down a couple Coronas and a couple glizzies.
Not good. I hate the summer, though. And
me too.
These things sort of check out for me. I get much more irritable when it's just like when you step outside and you're just like, duh, oh,
it's
my God.
Hot. Of course you get irritable when it's hot.
Yes. But I like when it's really cold.
I mean, I think let's say on three why we get summertime sadness. 1, 2, 3. I don't want to show my arms. What was your reason? Mine is I don't want to show my arms.
Well, and I don't like fucking traveling, and I don't like the things that people like to do in the summer. Like,
right.
It just, to me, I see people's Instagrams and I'm just usually kind of like, what is the big deal? What's the fuss all about?
All right. I forgot you're super negative on fun.
I am. I kind of am. Yeah. Yeah.
What's the fuss about? It's fucking awesome. That's what it's about.
I just never have got it.
I got a sixer of Michelob's and we're in the pool. That's what it's about. It's awesome. What's the matter with you? I just don't like having to like show my arms.
Yeah.
That's basically where my summertime sadness begins and ends.
Mm-hmm.
Body dysmorphia.
Yeah.
Or actually, I think correctly assessing the size and weight of my arms. I think it's actually pretty accurate. I got big ham hocks. Me with my papers. The new studio is dark. This is how I have to read my papers now. Okay. This is literally what I wrote down. I don't like to show my arms. Also, I don't like the feeling of day drinking and then having to like get home from the city.
Yeah. I don't like that
having
either.
To be on the train. It's depressing.
Oh, yeah, that is the worst. Day drinking in general, there's more of it when it's warm, and it's just very hard to feel good at like 7 p.m. after you've been drinking in the
sun. A good feeling.
Yeah.
I always hated camp too.
Yeah.
Camp was always a punishment for me.
Mm-hmm. Did you go away to camp?
Okay. The first time I went to an acting camp going into fifth grade, it was like the worst summer of my life.
Yeah.
Now that I wasn't even thinking about this till now, but let's take a trip down memory lane, Mike.
Let's do it. I can't wait to hear about your camp experience.
Okay. So that was the first time I ever went away. This was the summer. Okay. This is actually kind of dark. It's not even that dark, but there is like a emotional thing to it.
Mm-hmm.
So me and my best friend, Kevin, who's been on the pod.
Yeah.
We were good friends and we had like wanted to go to this acting camp because we were always making little movies. We were always like putting on, you know, skits, for lack of a better
little
word.
Skits.
We're always doing little skits, you know what I mean? So he was still just my friend at the time. And we were like, there's this famous acting camp. It's like supposed to be the best. And it's in New York, upstate New York. And it's sleepaway. We've never been to sleepaway camp. And we sent away, like you have to write in. You have to literally send via the mail a form and they send you a VHS tape about the camp mm-hmm. where you could watch a little reel about what the camp is. We watched the tape. We're going to sign up. It's like pretty, if I remember, like pretty expensive. So it was a big thing that I was going to get to go. So in between the time we sign up for the camp and the time we go to the camp, my dad leaves for his mom.
Oh, no.
Dead ass.
Ugh.
And we hit the point, like all things happened at once. I think this was the summer going to sixth grade, I think. Yeah, summer going to sixth grade. So all things happened at once. Like not only did that like life altering event occur.
Yeah.
In between signing up for the camp and going to the camp. But we also hit the divergent point in like how we were going to spend our teenage, our early teenage years. He was going the football route, mm-hmm. popular. I was going a different route.
Yes.
I was going wearing like Winnie the Pooh pajama pants to 7-Eleven. like trying to get cigarettes.
That is such an accurate, I know exactly that stereotype.
Yeah. I was going to putting like, you know, 15 butterfly clips in my hair, some Winnie the Pooh flannel pajamas on and trying to go see if anyone will give me a cigarette at the 7-Eleven so I can make this pain go away.
Yeah.
And he was going like popular guy. Yeah.
Rat. Star football player.
Exactly. Yeah. Literally. Yeah. Like running back, you know, always getting the touchdowns.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, we got 2 touchdowns. Yeah, anyway. Yeah. So literally we converged on those roads between signing up for the camp and going to the camp. Our parents got together and we became enemies instantly. We went to that camp. We did not speak more than like maybe one time the entire summer. I was so sad. It was brutal.
That is brutal.
Because he was like, there was this whole thing where it was like the popular kids would go like make out on the tennis courts.
Of course.
I was obviously like eating Pringles.
Drunk and
I,
somewhere.
No, not yet. There was no drinking yet. But wait. No. There was no drinking yet.
Okay.
Sixth grade? No, I don't think so.
Okay. That is early.
No, I was like opening care packages for my mom and she like sent me Pringles. Mm-hmm. So I would just like sit and eat Pringles. And then I was in this play, right, with Tommy Hilfiger's daughter was in the play, too.
Great.
She went on to be some type of reality star.
Did she?
She's a very nice girl. She was older than me, though. She had a reality show. Okay. Anyway, it was Tommy Hilfiger's daughter, and it was known that it was Tommy Hilfiger's daughter.
Of course.
Of course.
Was it the Hilfiger last name?
Yeah. I think her name was, like, Allie Hilfiger.
Okay, got it.
She was really nice. No shade to her, but I remember it was, like, known that she was, like, yeah, you know, like, I am, you know.
Yeah.
And Tommy Hilfiger was like a huge brand at the time.
Of course.
It was like Tommy Hilfiger and FUBU.
Yeah.
Pick your own adventure.
Because like the Wu-Tang Clan was probably wearing it.
He's huge.
Yeah.
Aaliyah would wear the Tommy Hilfiger overalls. Anyway. Yeah. So the whole point of this dumbass fucking camp that I went to that people claim is the best time they've ever had in their life. Not my experience.
Yeah.
So like everyone gets put into a play. And then basically you like the whole summer is like rehearsing for this play. Right. And then at the end you like put on the play and the parents come. And then afterwards they have like their own version of the Tonys where they give out awards for the plays. Okay. But they'll give like each award to like 10 people.
Okay.
It's almost like a guarantee. Kind of.
Yeah.
It's almost like a guarantee that you get an award.
Yeah.
I was in this play called The Good Woman of Szechuan. Now, I don't know if this is actually racist or not, because now that I'm thinking about it, what was it about?
Do you not remember at all?
I don't know what it was about. I'll tell you what my role was. I played grandmother.
Okay.
Okay. I had to be in full grandmother makeup.
It's kind of fun.
And I had to come out and do this comedy musical number.
Okay.
When I tell you I crushed.
I believe it.
This is my Star is Born moment.
Yeah.
When I tell you I crushed. When I tell you Tommy Hilfiger came up to me and said, that was fantastic. Okay. After having this horrible summer where my life had just been upended.
Yeah.
I lost my best friend. He became my best enemy.
Yeah.
Okay. And I sat alone in the bunk all summer and I crushed this performance.
Yeah.
Okay. Tommy Hilfiger said so himself.
Yeah. High praise.
Okay. Then we go to the awards. Me and my Winnie the Pooh pajama pants sitting at the awards. Basically everyone gets one. I don't get an award.
Are you the only one?
Not the only one, but like I did not get an award.
Okay.
I don't know if I've ever recovered, actually. I think in that moment I said, fuck this business. It's full of fake ass people.
I'm going to go be a PA.
I think I did. I was like, this isn't the life for me.
Yeah.
This acting shit is whack. Everyone's being fake. Okay. And I'm going to take it over to Channel 2 and I'm going to go direct traffic instead.
Great.
I think this, now that I'm thinking about this, this might have been like a defining moment of my life.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now Kevin's down on the fucking tennis courts, making out, winning 10 awards.
Yeah.
Okay.
All-state running back.
Me, literally all-state running back.
Yeah.
And me, one of the funniest ever to do it. Convinced to leave the business in sixth grade. One of the funniest ever to do it,
yeah,
Mike.
I know.
Like genuine too.
Yep. That's how it happens sometimes.
A useless skill to be genuine.
Yeah.
Okay. Was convinced in sixth grade to leave the fucking business at this theater camp.
The business. It's a theater camp.
Shh, it's the business. That was my first break with the business. I said, fuck this.
Oh boy.
How did I get on that? Summertime sadness.
Talking about camp. Yeah.
Ready for a new and exciting career challenge? At DHL Supply Chain, you're part of a team committed to creating innovative solutions for some of the biggest brands in the world. We're recognized as a best place to work, where people are valued, supported, and respected. DHL Supply Chain is hiring for a wide range of salaried operational and functional roles. Previous experience in logistics is welcome, but not required. All opportunities, no boundaries. DHL Supply Chain. Apply today at joindhl.com.
Summer is always full of fun, and this summer, FanDuel has something for every baseball fan every day to make it even funner. Is that a word? It is now. All customers get a boost or a bonus every day, all summer long, only on FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Ohio. Opt-in required. Wager requirements apply. Bonuses awarded as non-withdrawable bonus bets or profit boost tokens. Restrictions apply, including bonus expiration. See terms and conditions at FanDuel.com/sportsbook. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
What does a therapist do when her family is the one who needs a little help? Seek therapy, of course. Don't miss the new season of the Hulu comedy Unprisoned, starring Kerry Washington and Delroy Lindo. With a father out of prison, a son with growing anxiety, and a therapy practice in serious trouble, Kerry Washington's page needs to pull her family back together by any means necessary. Get ready for a new season of raw comedy and heartfelt connection on Unprisoned. All episodes are now streaming only on Hulu.
Welcome to another round of Drawing Board or Miro Board. Today, we talk brainstorms with UX designer Brian. Let's go. First question. You thought you'd see everyone's idea in the team brainstorm, but you've got a grand total of one. Drawing Board or Miro Board?
Drawing Board. In Miro, the team can add ideas now or later. And with privacy mode, we can keep them anonymous until they're good to share.
Correct. Next, you need the best way to explain your idea, but all you have is a few sticky notes. Drawing Board or Miro Board?
Drawing Board. In Miro, I could record videos, add text, images, links, and digital sticky notes, of course.
Right again. Now, you're looking for a past idea you thought was just genius. Only you could find... Oh, there it is. Drawing Board or...
Miro. All our finished and unfinished work lives in one place.
And he's won.
For a limited time, visit Miro.com/brainstorm now and get a free business plan trial to unlock even more brainstorming tools like private mode and voting. That's Miro.com/brainstorm now.
This is a big year. The Ohio Lottery's golden anniversary. 50 years of excitement, of growing jackpots and crossed fingers. 50 years of funding for schools, of changed lives and brightened days. 50 years of fun. And that is worth celebrating. So watch for can't-miss promotions, huge events, and new games that will make the Ohio Lottery's 50th year its biggest one yet. Learn more at funturns50.com.
So I went to that. And then, of course, I would have to go to... So that was like... So that was a really... Now that I'm thinking of it, I should make a mental note. That could be a good movie.
Add it to the
list.
That
could be the new Wet on American Summer.
Yeah, anyway. Yeah.
Like the family, best friend to the enemy, to the stepbrother.
Yeah.
Tommy Hilfiger. I mean, it has all the makings of.
Yeah.
something I should be doing.
Okay. Absolutely.
Let's put that in the book.
At the least a streaming show.
At the least. Yeah. I think there was a show or movie or something about that camp. It was a well-known camp.
What was the camp?
Their whole claim to fame is that Natalie Portman went there. Look it up. Stage Door Manor.
I'll find it.
See if you can get a video of my performance as grandmother in The Good Woman of Szechuan.
Was it Stage Door Camp?
Stage Door Manor.
Stage Door Manor. Okay. I'll be back. I'll find something.
Yeah, look that shit up. So anyway, that was a transformative camp experience, summer experience. Then what was the other? I went to the town camp a lot. I don't know. Did you have a town camp?
I went to that
was hell on earth.
Yeah. I went to Poor Kid Camp at the YMCA.
Constantly going to town camp every summer. It's like, will this ever end with the fucking town camp?
Yeah.
It's like $70 for like 8 weeks.
Yeah.
And
it's
a 7-year-old being taken care of by a 13-year-old. Yeah. It's a 13-year-old being like, I guess we'll make a popsicle stick frame.
It was just, I just remember it being a mess. And if I looked back at it, like, I don't know how much my parents knew about the many like fist fights that we got into.
Yeah. He's at camp. It's town camp.
Yeah.
That's town camp.
So fucking,
I don't know what's worse, town camp or that fucking horrific bullshit business camp I went to. Then this is not my last camp experience.
Okay, tell me more.
Okay. So that was that. Then, a couple years later, I went to... Now this is actually pretty elevated and elite, what I did a couple years later.
Yeah.
You ever heard of travel camp?
I mean...
It's for, like, the rich kids from Long Island. And Big Frecky.
It was sleepaway camp.
It's better than that, Mike.
Okay.
I'm going to drop a, this is so elite.
Yeah.
You're going to be embarrassed about how poor you are. When I tell you what this camp was.
Yeah.
We got on a bus, a coach bus.
Coach bus.
Okay.
Not a yellow school bus.
Like a jitney type of thing.
Okay. That's
already a
good start. Yeah.
So we're already luxe.
Yeah.
Okay. We drive to places such as New Hampshire.
Okay.
Okay. We stay in hotels.
Great.
And then I remember we went to like the White Mountains in New Hampshire. And then we'd eat at like Texas Roadhouse. And that's what the camp was. It was like from Monday to Friday. This can't be true.
Like at a resort kind of?
No. You drive around in your bus. Like you
Wait,
go,
what?
I'm telling you the truth.
So you were just on the bus all day driving to
Listen,
New Hampshire?
Listen, the herd. I'm sure someone in the herd has heard of this type of camp.
Yeah.
So it would be like, all right. I guess, this can't be true. I know I'm lying in some way, but like,
so this is
the way I remember it is it was called travel camp.
Okay.
And you'd go from Monday to Friday. So you'd get on the bus and like 1 week from Monday to Friday would be like Northeast. So you'd get on your little bus, you drive to New Hampshire, you'd stay in a hotel, you'd do like an activity in New Hampshire. Then you'd drive to like Boston, you'd go on like the duck tour, stay in a hotel in Boston.
Yeah.
Then drive to God only knows. I can't even think of one other place. And then come home Friday.
So this is just like a trip for the week.
Travel camp, Mike. Extremely elite. Then
I've never heard of this.
So this was a few years after the infamous Stage Door Manor incident.
Yeah.
So I wasn't cool, but I was getting better. I was getting funnier. I was getting more skills like socially.
Mm-hmm.
So, but the thing with this camp, it was like, rich girls.
Yeah.
I mean, like, I actually had never met this type of rich girl ever.
Yeah.
But after camp, I started getting invited to their bat mitzvahs. We must have been 13 then. Because it was soon after camp, they were having their bat mitzvahs.
Sure.
And I would go out to, like, Great Neck, Long Island.
Oh, yeah.
Great Neck, Long Island. Yeah, isn't that like Great Gatsby shit?
Yeah, absolutely.
And they would have these bat mitzvahs.
Or Rosalind or something?
Yes. I remember going to this one girl's bat mitzvah and she had like, I guess she was like, I want safari theme. So there was like monkeys walking around in diapers and like people like eating flames.
Of course.
Ice sculptures.
Yeah, there's ice in the jungle.
And I was like, fuck. I only have $18 to give as a gift. Because you know how with Bob.
Where's your dad? Your dad didn't cash in?
That's all he had.
Oh, man.
So they're sending me out to like the wealthiest
Bar
Mitzvah you could possibly go to. with $18.
Yeah.
To give as a gift. Because you know how you give like $18, $36. You give in certain denominations for a bat mitzvah. Mm-hmm. I don't know what comes after 36.
It's
I don't know what the rule is, but I know 18, 36. I know I never gave more than 36.
Yeah.
So I'm going out there with $18. My mom, God bless, she's driving me out there in the Westfalia van, dropping me off at the Great Neck Country Club.
Yeah.
With $18.
It fucking rocks, man.
It fucking rocks. Anyway, so that was actually an okay camp experience.
Yeah.
I think the counselors were like, you're funny. I think I won an award for being the funniest person on the bus.
At the travel camp
where I was respected.
Right.
And this is where I realized I actually...
Not in the business camp.
Fuck acting. Okay? I was not respected there.
Yeah.
I gave the best performance at that camp.
Yeah.
Okay? But it's all politics because I wasn't, I wasn't popular. It's all politics.
Yeah.
Okay?
I get you.
But at the travel camp, and this is when I realized I can actually like chill with the rich.
Yeah.
I actually kind of at heart am the rich.
Yeah.
I go, I'm actually doing pretty well here.
Mm-hmm.
How do we get on that?
That makes one of us. Let me
Summer
tell you.
Camp.
I can just.
I think that was the last camp I ever went to. But then there was the whole type of summer where it was just like, all right, we'll just go to the town pool every day.
Had that too.
It was like get dropped off at Lake Isle Town Pool and figure it out.
Oh God, those are
they
the
give
worst.
You like $6, you get some fries.
Yeah.
We'll see you in 6 hours, 8 hours, 10 hours.
Did you have like
we'll see you tomorrow.
Did you have like a quarry that you guys swam in?
Mike.
They would take us to a rock quarry.
Mike, no, we didn't have a quarry. What? You had your dome?
Listen, man. I mean, I had some traumatic summers.
Yeah, what did I just tell you about my experience at
Stage
Door?
I know, they were awesome. Yeah, well, your Stage Door summer is traumatic, but I know that you had your awesome travel camp and...
Yeah, with the rich.
New Hampshire, Boston. Yeah, cutting it up with the rich.
Staying in a hotel.
Yeah.
Holiday Inn type shit. Eating at... And then we'd stop at those, like, Applebee's, you know?
Yeah.
And you could just, like, get... It was, like, one entree per person and one soda.
Yep.
Spending limit, $16 per person.
Yep.
And then I'm like... First of all, how are the rich girls standing for this?
Yeah.
I think you could order extra maybe if you had your own extra money.
Yeah.
I don't exactly remember. This all could be a fever dream. I actually don't even know if this happened.
Sounds great though.
Just to wrap up summertime sadness, because we didn't really get to the bottom of it.
No.
But I think as dumb Americans, mm-hmm. we struggle with the loss of the structure of the school year for the rest of our lives. As adults in the summer.
I got to tell you, that's not a bad theory.
I think we struggle as, like I said, dumb problem to have. But I think we become untethered in the summer as American adults.
Mm-hmm.
And we struggle with the lack of town camp. Like, what the fuck are we supposed to do?
Yeah.
There's nothing to do but go into a shame spiral.
Yeah.
Did I tell you I had summertime sadness the last 5 days?
Yeah. You said that a lot of it had to do with being sick.
Yeah. So I was completely isolated. It hit me for the first time. I'm like, oh, I live alone and I live in Jersey. Mm-hmm. Now I'm not happy anymore. Now I go, now I don't like Jersey.
Yeah.
Now I'm scared. I'm too far away.
Kind of told you.
It's too far away.
Yes. I told you.
I want to go home.
Yeah, I mean, I let you cook that episode where you were like, oh, Hoboken's great.
It is. No. I stand behind that.
Okay.
I just feel like I live a little far away at this point. But that was also because we went down for a 5-day weekend. It's too much for adults to be home sick.
Yeah.
And then I go into shame spirals and then I find myself looking at Fran Drescher's Instagram and finding comfort in a quote that I found there. This is the only way I can get out of my shame spiral the last 5 days.
Okay. Fran?
What happens to me when I have too much alone time, I just ruminate. This happens to everyone. I'm not saying this is unique that it happens to me.
Yeah.
I think about every mistake I've ever made. I invent conversations that people are having about me. And I think about like what they would say about my negative qualities. So I'm literally just, I'm putting myself in the room of a fictional conversation where someone's talking shit about me.
Mm.
And I could do that for days.
Yeah.
And I die of shame. and like doubled over in shame.
I've learned that this is your weakness.
It's my weakness. And yeah. especially if there's like an alcohol thing involved, that like that double times it. Like God
an alcohol for- thing, like a party that you went to.
Yeah, like if I had, God forbid, I had fun the night
yeah,
before.
Yeah, right, right.
That's going to double it. That's gonna buy you 5 extra days.
Well, I can tell you this.
That's going to double the shame to a 10-day spiral.
We've known each other for what? About a little over a year now?
Yep.
I have never once heard anybody say anything bad about you in the entire time I've known you. Literally only good things. So I'm
okay,
curious
that's reassuring.
Why this is something that's on your mind.
I guess it's 2 separate things. The shame spiral that I had the past few days, the summertime sadness, was because I was sick and I was alone and it was 4th of July.
Yeah.
But if it was, when it's like an alcohol thing, I think I just am ashamed of myself for drinking alcohol because I think I drank and did so many drugs when I was a young person
mm-hmm.
that I always was like ashamed of myself.
Okay.
So then anytime I do drink again, I think it just brings up those memories.
Okay. That's something.
Or like, I remember like doing coke as a kid, you know, like 17, whatever.
Yeah. Yeah.
And just being like so ashamed. I'm like, I don't want to die with people that don't know me.
Mm-hmm.
Like my mom's going to know that I died. How dark that is just getting.
Yes, dark. But honestly, I know people that have that when we were in like our early 20s.
Yeah.
Who just like did die and fucking.
Yeah. And that's like my greatest fear.
Yeah.
And you go, my mom's going to know that I was here, A, and B, died. Like,
yeah.
No, I want to be like, you feel so far away from the people that love you.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
So even though like in modern day, we're talking about like 2 to 3 too many vodka sodas.
Yeah.
And no real damage done. It right. triggers those memories in me.
I get it. Yeah.
Of what have I done?
Yeah.
Right. And then sometimes I'll get into a fight. Right. The cab driver.
Yeah. I mean, that's not the biggest deal. We're in New York. That happens.
Not the biggest deal.
You know?
But I think that that's why I get ashamed around like drinking stuff.
Yeah.
Anyway. Oh, I was going to read this quote. So when I do get ashamed and I die of shame, I read this quote that I found on Fran Drescher's Instagram of all places. Can you believe that?
Yeah.
She said, always own your bads. And next, you got to try to cut yourself slack. Be understanding of your situation, even when others may not be. Each time you find yourself ruminating over why you said this or why you did that, try repeating these words to yourself as often as necessary to take the curse off your self-loathing. I love you, Fran, and I know how good you are.
That's Fran saying it to herself.
This is like a quote of hers that she posted on her own Instagram.
Yeah.
I love you, Fran. I know how good you are. It's Fran and Fran till the end of time. So I say this to myself. I go, I'm not even kidding. This is my summertime sadness. I go, I love you, Emma. I know how good you are.
Mm-hmm.
And I have to say it for like 6 days.
Yeah.
And with that, take a break.
Ready for a new and exciting career challenge? At DHL Supply Chain, you're part of a team committed to creating innovative solutions for some of the biggest brands in the world. We're recognized as a best place to work, where people are valued, supported, and respected. DHL Supply Chain is hiring for a wide range of salaried operational and functional roles. Previous experience in logistics is welcome, but not required. All opportunities, no boundaries. DHL Supply Chain. Apply today at joindhl.com.
Summer is always full of fun, and this summer, FanDuel has something for every baseball fan every day to make it even funner. Is that a word? It is now. All customers get a boost or a bonus every day all summer long, only on FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Ohio. Opt-in required. Wager requirements apply. Bonus is awarded as non-withdrawable bonus bets or profit boost tokens. Restrictions apply, including bonus expiration. See terms and conditions at FanDuel.com/sportsbook. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
What does a therapist do when her family is the one who needs a little help? Seek therapy, of course. Don't miss the new season of the Hulu comedy Unprisoned, starring Kerry Washington and Delroy Lindo. With a father out of prison, a son with growing anxiety, and a therapy practice in serious trouble, Kerry Washington's page needs to pull her family back together by any means necessary. Get ready for a new season of raw comedy and heartfelt connection on Unprisoned. All episodes are now streaming only on Hulu.
Welcome to another round of Drawing Board or Miro Board. Today, we talk brainstorms with UX designer Brian. Let's go. First question. You thought you'd see everyone's idea in the team brainstorm, but you've got a grand total of one. Drawing Board or Miro Board?
Drawing Board. In Miro, the team can add ideas now or later. And with privacy mode, we can keep them anonymous until they're good to share.
Correct. Next, you need the best way to explain your idea, but all you have is a few sticky notes. Drawing Board or Miro Board?
Drawing Board. In Miro, I could record videos, add text, images, links, and digital sticky notes, of course.
Right again. Now, you're looking for a past idea you thought was just genius. Only you could find... Oh, there it is. Drawing Board or...
Miro. All our finished and unfinished work lives in one place.
And he's won.
For a limited time, visit Miro.com/brainstorm now and get a free business plan trial to unlock even more brainstorming tools like private mode and voting. That's Miro.com/brainstorm now.
This is a big year. The Ohio Lottery's golden anniversary. 50 years of excitement, of growing jackpots and crossed fingers. 50 years of funding for schools, of changed lives and brightened days. 50 years of fun. And that is worth celebrating. So watch for can't-miss promotions, huge events, and new games that will make the Ohio Lottery's 50th year its biggest one yet. Learn more at funturns50.com.
That's what I heard. That's what I heard.
Welcome back. Sports talk. Turn it off now. Turn it off now if you don't care.
Hey, listen, we gave you guys a half hour.
Okay, so randomly yesterday, I looked at my Instagram and it said like Usain Bolt followed you.
You?
Okay, so this is what it said, right?
Yeah.
And I go, the fuck?
Yeah.
Usain Bolt, like the famous runner?
Yeah.
He's like one of the most famous, best runners ever, right?
Yeah.
I look and I'm like, okay, that's weird. Am I becoming a respected sports commentator or what's the deal?
Yeah.
And I kind of let myself believe it. But it turned out to be one of those like pump and dump schemes where... Mm-hmm. A bot follows a bunch of people and then gets me to follow back. And as soon as I follow back, they unfollow.
Yeah.
So it was a pump and dump scheme. But for like 30 minutes, I thought Usain Bolt was now like a member of the herd.
Mm-hmm.
Welcome, Usain Bolt.
All right. You really made it.
I was like, wow, my sports, I'm really getting a good rep out
All
there.
It took was four live streams.
Okay. Mikal Bridges comes to the Knicks.
Big.
For everyone out there who doesn't know why that's big, the current New York Knicks stars are Jalen Brunson, Josh Hart, and the big ragu Dante DiVincenzo. Mm-hmm. And they all played on this championship Villanova college team together, and they won the championship. So they're all like college friends. That's why people call the New York Knicks the Nova Knicks sometimes. But there was one more person out there in the NBA who was also on that team, who was just loose out in the NBA.
Mm-hmm.
And that man's name was Mikal Bridges. And he was on the Brooklyn Nets. Yep. I don't know. Many people haven't heard of them. But
they're another team in New York.
Yeah.
We'll never have a fan base.
Yes. And Mikal Bridges was just traded to the New York Knicks. The Nova Knicks are complete. They have the four boys all on the same team. College friends, college champions together.
Two-time college champions.
Kind of a beautiful narrative, right?
Yeah, I don't know that it's ever happened. I can't think of another time where like a college super team got put together again in the NBA. This is really like an experiment that's never happened before.
And so, you know, we love narratives. So this is a beautiful narrative.
Huge, yeah.
So I see that trade come in and I go, fuck yeah.
Yeah.
This is our year. How long do you think I was happy for?
Since it's a summertime sadness episode, I don't know, a couple
12 minutes, Mike. I was happy for 12 minutes.
Why? What happened 12 minutes later?
Because then I started seeing all the other trades that were happening.
Yeah.
And guess what? Every other team got better too. Paul George goes to Philadelphia. That sucks for us. Klay Thompson goes to the Mavs.
Mm-hmm.
A sharpshooter like Klay Thompson was what the Mavs were missing in those finals. That and a sober point guard.
A sober point guard?
Yeah. Their point guard was drunk.
Oh, okay.
Luca. They were missing a sharpshooter like Klay Thompson and a sober point guard. Like Jalen Brunson, really.
Yeah.
Anyway, every other team just started getting better and better as well, to the point where it didn't even feel like we got that much better. And then what happens, Mike? We lose Big Hart.
That sucked.
Isaiah Hartenstein, our center,
I was hoping that they'd be able to keep him.
They were not able to re-sign him. Yeah. He was offered more money at the OKC Thunder, which if he was going to go to any team, I'm happy he went to that team because they have this like good energy that I think he fits well with. I'll miss his hot wife sitting in front of us at the games. But
and his giant dad.
And his gigantic dad.
Yeah.
Sweet mom.
Yeah.
But what was I going to say? Oh, yeah. So we lose Isaiah Hartenstein. That sucks because now what do we become? Without Isaiah Hartenstein, what are we? Let's say it on three. One, two, three. A short team.
That's true.
A very short team.
An average size team.
No, very short.
We got a lot of wings. Mikhail's a wing.
We got a lot of twinks. Little guys.
I don't think they have twinks.
Little guys.
They are undersized though compared to like the Celtics, for instance.
We're undersized.
Yeah.
Isaiah Hartenstein was like 8 feet tall.
7 footer.
So then my forever wrath gets reactivated against, oh, who's our center now? Mitchell Robinson.
Who you hate.
Not as a person, but he's got to go.
You from think he's Knicks. Big time sunglasses on the club guy.
He's big time. Can you take a step with the ball?
Right. Right. He's a double dribble waiting to happen.
Everyone's like, the Knicks need him. He's the best. He gets offensive rebounds, bro. Okay, guys, everyone gets rebounds. That's literally the center's job. Every 7 foot five person gets rebounds. But what Isaiah Hartenstein showed us is that he could get the rebounds and make some passes.
Score some points.
Make some points.
Yeah. Yeah, and a real deal, like, tough guy. Which when we sat behind his family at the game.
Yeah.
When I was saying, and you were like, you're trying too hard here, Mike.
Yeah, it was so embarrassing.
I meant it.
Yeah, but
I
you wanted them to
guy.
Hear it. You
no, I didn't.
Yes, you did.
No,
come
I didn't.
On.
No.
Come on.
No, I'm going to miss him. I really, there are games that I watch where he would like take a real swipe to the head and then fall hard on his back and just like get up and he was awesome.
He was a kindred spirit to me because he also has some type of scoliosis.
Yes, he has a weird back.
So do I.
Yeah.
So that's why I felt akin to him.
Yeah.
He was my soul sister.
Yeah.
Okay. Scoliosis sisters.
Of course.
Scoli sisters. Chris Paul to the Spurs.
Yeah.
Lob City for Lob City time for Wemby.
I can't believe Chris Paul's still playing, but
DeMar DeRozan to the Kings. Mm-hmm. Real win now move by the Lakers. They drafted this unknown guy, Bronny James. Get rid of Bronny James.
Yeah. A big move for them.
Win now.
A win now move.
That's a big win now move. Yes, LeBron James's son, Bronny James, has been drafted by the Lakers.
Yeah.
People are like mad, blah, 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 nepotism this, nepotism that. Guess what, guys? There's a lot of nepotism in the NBA. There's a lot of nepotism at Stage Door Manor acting camp, and that's why I left the fucking business. A lot of nepotism everywhere you look.
Yeah.
There's a lot of nepotism. There's nepotism everywhere. For example, Jalen Brunson is a Nepo baby. Jalen Brunson's father was a player, played for the Knicks, and then they're actually investigated for, I forget what it's called, tampering, fraud, fraud.
Not tampering.
Yeah, mail fraud, bro. Because when they got Jalen Brunson, they also got his dad. They got his dad first. Well, the dad was part of the deal back door.
Well, also the general manager, his son was Brunson's agent.
Yeah, so there's a lot of nepotism going on. Steph Curry is an Nepo baby. Klay Thompson is a Nepo baby. No,
it's not quite the same.
I'm not saying they're not good. Look, if you're not good, you won't play.
Like Brunson,
but you can still
Brunson
get on the
won
team.
Two chips in college.
Yeah.
You know, that's kind of the difference. Bronny averaged 6 points at USC and barely played.
I see what you're saying. Didn't he have a heart attack, though?
Yeah, but again, it's
so
still...
So cut him a little slack. Give him $4 million. Shut up. Get a heart attack. A little empathy.
I think that if he had stayed another year in college... And prove to be pretty good. I mean, I don't really care what the Lakers do. They're going to be bad anyway. It's just this. It's just the most overhyped 55th pick. I don't know what that noise is, but I don't like it. It's the most overhyped 55th pick I've ever seen in my life. That's
yeah,
all
but it's a good
to.
Narrative.
Brunson was a second
father
round
and
pick. And
first father and son to play. The thing about the nepotism in sports is like, sometimes in my mind, before I started, becoming a elite sports commentator.
Yeah.
By the way, the only reason I became a sports commentator was because I couldn't continue to commentate on my peers in the entertainment business.
Right.
And I have to commentate on something.
Right. So I needed to pivot.
So I just pivoted to sports. Yeah. I was like, oh, we'll talk about that.
Yeah, yeah.
Imagine I was talking about like the new season of The Bear, the way I talk about the Knicks.
You'd be out of the business.
I'd be out of the business if I said what I really thought about season three of The Bear.
Yeah.
What was I going to say? Oh, yeah. Before I started really paying attention to the way the sports thing works, is like I kind of thought that these great athletes come out of nowhere. They just have this talent, and I don't know where I thought they hone their skills or whatever. Mm. But actually, it's like most of the time, it's having a parent who played or was involved in a league in some way and putting you in these training camps for Al-Qaeda. No, I'm kidding. Putting you in these training camps.
Mujahideen.
Putting you in these Mujahideen training camps. Putting you in these elite sports training programs, which are designed literally to be the pipeline into the professional sports leagues. If nobody, I mean, who put a ball in Jalen Brunson's hand and said, you kid?
Well, right. Yeah. I mean,
that's only because his family. It was like, you can do this. I know where to send you. I know who's going to coach you. We're going to work on this. And they made him into what he is.
It definitely helps. There are guys that just kind of put it together. But a lot of it
is
genes.
Like, who are they? Can you name any of them?
Yeah, I mean,
who came out of nowhere?
Define nowhere. Like, just...
like, randomly was just so good at basketball.
I mean, you could probably point at most of the league.
Joker.
Yeah.
Was random. I don't know.
He played the water polo.
How the hell did he get over here from Serbia?
Well, he's 7'2" or something.
Who sent him here?
I think, listen, when you're that big, they find you.
That's true.
You know,
the size thing is different.
Right.
But like randomly, who told Steph Curry, like, you're going to be the greatest, like, you're going to work from a young age and become the greatest shooter?
I'm assuming his dad taught him how to shoot, because his brother's a good shooter too.
Yeah. So you know? It's not that they don't become the best. They do become the best. It's like the nepotism thing just means that like you didn't languish elsewhere while your real talents went unknown.
Right.
You didn't languish working in a restaurant.
Right.
Like Miley Cyrus is so talented.
Right, 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 right. Yeah.
But without like at a young age being able to get trained in singing, like be around that whole world, figure all that out, she would have been a coked out waitress.
Yeah. Yeah.
And she never would have even known she could sing.
Totally.
She'd be singing. All she'd be singing to is the radio when she was drunk driving home from her shift.
Yeah.
She would have languished elsewhere. This is what happens to people.
Swerving on the roads. Yeah. Pilled out. Yeah.
So, sha-la-la-la, sha-la-lo.
Yeah.
So that's where the nepotism comes in. It doesn't take away from people's talent. It just means that you are not so caught up in the daily struggle of life that you could actually pursue those things and figure out these passions and become the best.
Yeah.
That's what I think about it.
Yeah. I mean, I think that the Bronny one in particular is like its own circumstance, because you just kind of hope that he would have maybe earned it on paper a little bit more. But yeah, I mean, listen, nepotism's a bummer, but sometimes, you know, the nepotism does work out for a reason in some cases. Some people are, as you know, they're the Currys, for instance. Like, obviously, you can't argue that Steph Curry's very good at basketball.
But then, how funny. So then, that enormously tall girl who just got drafted into WNBA, Cameron Brink.
Yep.
You know, she's Steph Curry's goddaughter or something. Look that up, please.
Okay.
Cameron Brink, Steph Curry. She's some way involved. In what world? Okay, she was so tall. They must have been like, you got to put a basketball in her hands.
Probably, yeah.
You got to put a basketball in that girl's hands. Joe Biden refuses to drop out of the presidential race. Yeah. I was just reading an article he just said when I was on my way over here. He called up Morning Joe. You know that show, Morning Joe?
Mm-hmm.
He's like, listen, pal, I ain't going nowhere. And if one of these guys doesn't think I should run, tell them to run against me. But I ain't going nowhere. It's not a good Joe Biden impression. Joe. It's more like, listen, man.
Hey, man.
No, I was like, hey, man. Listen, I ain't going nowhere.
Yeah.
Because I ain't. Listen, man. That's a pretty good impression.
Yeah, it's all right. It'll do.
You didn't think it was good?
That was okay.
Wow. I felt like legit inspired by
it. It's not as good as your like Gator Lady impression.
Go ahead, get the Gator.
Gotta get the Gator.
Go ahead, get the Gator.
Life needs more Cedar Point, and that's what you'll get with the 2024 Summer Pass. Get unlimited visits through Labor Day plus free parking. Enjoy spectacular rides, unforgettable live shows, and drive the sky on Top Thrill 2, the world's only triple launch vertical speedway. It's all yours for just three payments of $25 after initial payment. Online only, plus applicable taxes and fees. But hurry, because this price goes up July 8th. Get your summer pass today, only at cedarpoint.com.
School is back, and Dick's Sporting Goods has what you need to win your year. Shop the hottest styles from the best brands like Nike, Jordan, FP Movement, Adidas, and Stanley. Stop by your local store or visit dicks.com for fast shipping. Now you're ready to win your year.
For 25 years, Mike's has been making lemonade the hard way. Mike's Hard Lemonade. Hard days deserve a hard lemonade. Mike's is hard. So is prison. Don't drive drunk. Premium all beverage with flavors. All registered trademarks used under license by Mike's Hard Lemonade Company, Chicago, Illinois.
What does a therapist do when her family is the one who needs a little help? Seek therapy, of course. Don't miss the new season of the Hulu comedy Unprisoned, starring Kerry Washington and Delroy Lindo. With a father out of prison, a son with growing anxiety, and a therapy practice in serious trouble, Kerry Washington's page needs to pull her family back together by any means necessary. Get ready for a new season of raw comedy and heartfelt connection on Unprisoned. All episodes are now streaming only on Hulu.
Welcome to another round of Boardroom or Miro Board. Today we talk retrospectives with Agile coach Maria. Let's go. First question. You've spent 2 hours in a team retro, but the only input you've heard is Dave's. Boardroom or Miro Board?
Boardroom. In Miro, Dave can't hog the space because everyone can add thoughts anonymously, online at the same time.
Correct. Next, you need the team to act on feedback fast. So you turn all those retro notes into Jira tasks.
Miro all the way. And I can assign those tasks to teammates.
You're nailing this. Now, you see hundreds of sticky notes from the retro. A real mess. But you organize them into 5 themes in just seconds.
Miro, I basically get back an entire hour when I use its AI tools for clustering.
And she's done it.
For a limited time, visit Miro.com/retro now for a free business plan trial to unlock advanced retro tools like private mode, voting, and two-way Jira syncing. That's Miro.com/retro now.
Yeah, I'm pretty, did you see, okay, so obviously the debate, I don't think we ever talked about the debate on this show.
We didn't, no.
It was bad, we expected it to be bad. What I didn't expect was for everybody to admit that it was bad.
I think I'm with you.
The only surprising part of the debate was that it seemed like in the same way that every media outlet seemed to have decided together at the same time that they were going to start publishing articles saying that summertime sadness was a clinical disorder. It seems like all of the media outlets also at the same time decided we're going to admit now this is bad and we're going to start beating this drum.
Yep.
This timpani. Dun, 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 dun.
Could have done it 9 months ago. Dun. I agree. Well, yeah. The day after the debate, the entire New York Times op-ed piece was it's like 5 op-eds about why Biden should step down.
Every single article now, every single news show. Well, I think that they were expecting for us to that they were going to be able to keep telling us that we don't see what we know we see.
Right.
And
yep.
I don't know. It's weird. That's the surprising part, is that everyone is now admitting that it's bad, except for Biden. So now, day or two after the debate, Joe Biden sits down with George Stephanopoulos. Mm-hmm. Stephanopoulos. Metropolis. Megalopoulos.
Megalopoulos.
George Megalopoulos.
Yeah.
And I actually commend George Megalopoulos because he did a pretty straightforward questioning of Joe. Yeah. He was actually pretty good.
He is good.
He was good. This is my impression of him. He's got his pen. Whatever. He's going to Joe. What will you do if your allies come to you and say, look, Joe, we love you. We love what you've done for the country. We're forever indebted to the fact that you won in 2020. You saved democracy. We love you, Joe. But you can't win this. You're not going to win this one. And you got to step aside. What will you do if your trusted friends and allies come to you and say that? And Joe just goes, come on, man. It's not going to happen. It's not going to happen, man. Come. And George is going, it's happening right now.
Right.
It's happening right now. Everybody's
doing it.
No, he was pretty like frank and straightforward. He goes, yeah. No, Joe, it's happening right now. They're doing it. Your allies and your friends are saying, we love Joe, but we got to find a different way on this one.
Yeah.
And what really scared me about this interview is that Joe Biden sounded a lot like someone else. He sounded a lot like Trump.
They need DJT.
He starts going, come on, man. It's not happening.
Yeah.
It's not happening. You see the crowd sizes? You should come out with me. You see the crowd sizes I just had? He starts talking about crowd sizes.
Right.
He goes, you see how much money we just raised? I got the money, man.
Yeah.
You see that? Big. Who else gonna get the crowds like this? Honky tonk. I'm not kidding. This is his answer. So like George Stephanopoulos was pretty candid and genuine questioning of him. He's talking about crowd size. He's talking about how much money he raised.
Yeah.
And he's just not answering the question. And he's not accepting the reality. Yeah. And then George goes, well, it's happening. And then Joe Biden goes, well, if God Almighty comes down and tells me not to run, I guess I won't. And I'm like, bitch, what?
I know.
And then George goes, how will you feel if you stay in this race, despite everybody saying, please don't, you stay in this race and Trump wins, how is that going to feel? And Joe Biden goes, I don't know, as long as I know that I did my best.
Oh, bad answer, Joe.
I wanted to reach to the TV and just smack him.
Yeah.
As long as I just go, he's just an egomaniac too.
Yeah.
And he sounds a lot like that other guy.
Yep. Yeah, yeah.
And they're just fucking egomaniacs. And this is why I got on my little boat and went to sea a couple of years ago. I don't fuck with any of these people. Okay. I'm just an old man in the sea out there.
Yeah.
I'm just like, wow, he is delusional.
Yeah.
But then you get into the whole thing of, well, who would replace, right?
Yeah, this conversation. He can't step down. Truthfully, it wouldn't.
Well, okay. So one thing. Okay, go ahead. Why?
It's just too late. If he would have stepped down 9 months ago, you would have given somebody a shot to run a campaign, but they did nothing. You'd think if Kamala Harris is next in line in theory to take over from him, they've kind of proven that they just kind of used her as a pawn to get votes in the 2020 election. They haven't. There's been no mentorship. They haven't championed her in any way to make her a viable candidate.
I know, but maybe, I don't know.
So I think if you would have done it 9 months ago and said, she's going to be the person that we choose to run, then you could have at least given her a chance to run a campaign. There's no time left to run. You can't run. She can't go across the country now running a campaign.
No, everybody who's going to vote for Biden will just vote for whoever else it is.
Maybe.
I think Andrew Cuomo thought it was going to be him. Man, did he think it was going to be him.
That might have been true. You really fucked that
actually,
up, didn't you?
Actually, we kind of, like, during early COVID, we kind of all thought it was going to be him.
His daily
press conferences. Yep. And that was some content.
Yeah.
We love that.
He made me feel very comfortable.
He made me feel good.
Yep, I agree.
He was shooting straight with us. Unfortunately, he's such a psychopath behind the scenes that everybody wanted to put that knife right in his back.
Yep.
And he let one hand slip on one titty at a Christmas party and boom.
That was it.
I actually don't even know what the allegations were. Something like that.
Yeah,
I think he had affairs with staffers as well.
Yeah. Yeah. I think it was a lot of the classic diet stuff.
You notice, like in the last year, he started poking his head back out and seeing if he could get anything going. And I think people are just like, it's not going to happen.
Yeah, yeah.
RFK, too slandered at this point.
Yeah, of course. a nightmare. Admitted he had a worm in his brain.
I'm not going to engage with you in this type of propaganda.
Are you a big RFK person?
No, not really, but whenever I see everybody going for those type of clickbaity.
What do you mean clickbait? It's something he admitted.
Okay. So I see this all the time with him. And this is what makes me suspicious about why don't they want this guy to get attention? Because
oh, Frex.
What?
Okay, go ahead.
For example, just the other day I see an article that says, the headline is, like, conspiracy theorist RFK says, I quote, I'm not going to take a side on 9/11. So I go, now what the fuck is that?
Yeah.
So I click. Basically, he was on a podcast or an interview where someone asked him his opinion on, like, Building 7. And he was like, look, I don't know. It's hard living in this world where we feel like the government lies to us all the time. But I don't know anything about that. And I'm not going to really, like, get into conspiracy theories about Building 7 or, like, take a side on that right now.
Okay.
And then the headline is, I won't take a side on 9/11. You see how misleading that is. So I haven't read, I haven't clicked any of this brainworm thing.
I do, but
articles.
That
but have you? Have you clicked it?
Clicked one that one for sure.
And what did it say?
It said that he admitted that he had had a fucking brain worm in his
brain. What do you mean admitted that he had a worm in his brain?
I mean, I read the thing like five months ago when it came out. Like, but I don't remember every detail of the article.
I just have to push back because I hear this stuff all the time and it drives me crazy because it's such like, it's so anti-curiosity. When people just repeat the headlines that they say.
I understand your point about the 9/11 one, and that's totally fair. I don't think that you have the room to argue with the brainworm one.
I have to read the article first. Yes. I have to see what it says. I'm not an RFK girl, but anytime I see people, things that seem intentionally misleading like that, and everybody's doing it, I have to like wonder why. That's all. I'll look into the brainworm thing. I didn't actually click on the articles, but if it's as damning as you say, then of course, you know, I take in the facts. So that's that. Got a little heated there.
No, I just like, I don't know. I get it. I welcome all. Listen, I'm a free thinker, baby.
You seem to toe the party line.
I just think we're in a very unhealthy place with information in general.
Very unhealthy.
You know?
All I seek in a representative at this point is someone who is looking for solutions and not trying to just create more chaos.
Yeah.
But nobody seems to want answers.
Answers to what?
To anything. Nobody wants like problems to be solved.
Yeah. I mean, yeah.
The problems are the politics. The problems are make the whole thing go.
Yeah. Make the trains run.
Yeah. So that was depressing. Now I'm depressed. Summertime sadness. Got that summertime sadness. All right, everybody. This has been a good one. You know, I hope that you take care of your mental health this summer. On top of it being 240 degrees.
So hot.
It's also a really unsettling time in this country and in this world. And if you feel a little off, you're right to feel a little off. You're right to feel a little off. So be gentle with yourselves. You know I love your ass. Stop.
For 60 years, families like ours have been growing apples for treetop applesauce and apple juice for families like yours. Ripe, juicy apples picked at the peak of perfection. And year after year, harvest after harvest, we've held to our core belief that the best quality apples make for the best tasting applesauce and apple juice. So from our family to yours, make it treetop. Farmer grown, farmer owned.
Okay, people, let's talk about clustomers. A clustomer is what happens when marketers fail to personalize their marketing, grouping customers with different behaviors, different interests, motivators, purchase patterns, you name it, all into one tangled mess. But with MailChimp, marketers can untangle that mess using real-time behavior data to personalize every email you send. Turn clustomers into customers with Intuit MailChimp, the number one AI-powered email marketing and automation platform now with SMS.
School is back, and Dick's Sporting Goods has what you need to win your year. Shop the hottest styles from the best brands like Nike, Jordan, FP Movement, Adidas, and Stanley. Stop by your local store or visit dicks.com for fast shipping. Now you're ready to win your year.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a savory sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and crispy hash browns. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
High Five Casino lets you play your favorite slot and live table games, like blackjack, with the chance to redeem for real cash prizes. High Five Casino has a giant selection of over 1,200 games, including hundreds of exclusive games only found on High Five Casino. It's always free to play, and free coins are given out every 4 hours. Ready to have your own High Five moment? Visit highfivecasino.com. That's high, the number five, casino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. Must be 21 years or older. Terms and conditions apply.